Funds for Bookworm are provided in part by Lannan Foundation.
You are a human animal. You are a very special breed. For you are the only animal who can think, who can reason, who can read.
From KCRW, Santa Monica, I'm Michael Silverblatt, and this is Bookworm. Today, it's a true pleasure to have as my guest Kevin Young. We're going to be talking about two books he's done. One is an anthology he's edited called Blues Poems, and it's come out from the Everyman Library Pocket Poets series. And the other is a book of his own poems called Jelly Roll, a Blues. He's the author as well of a book-length double album poem called To Repel Ghosts. It was a wild improvisation on the life, fame, and death of Basquiat. And his first book was Most Way Home. Those books were published by Zoland Books. Jelly Roll, his new one, is published by Knopf. Now, it seems to me that what's going on here is that you are finding a way to put the lyric poem back into the tradition of song that gave rise to it. And it seems like somehow or other, the many attempts to turn poems into songs, I think of Quincy Troupe, for instance, here you are actually thinking of struts and cakewalks and all kinds of styles. Which came first, the reading in the blues or starting to write blues poems?
Wow, that's a great question. I think sort of they came at the same time. I was really listening to a lot of blues and in part going through my own, you know, personal blues. And I think I was also reading people like Lorca and Pablo Neruda and other poets, and specifically Lorca, who takes sort of flamenco and Spanish traditions, folk traditions, and I think doesn't try to imitate them, but tries to create his own sort of versions, which then, of course, now have become sort of folk classics themselves.
Now, this book, Jelly Roll, begins in a certain sense with joy and happiness. It's in three parts, and it descends into the kind of end of the affair blues and then into the total angst blues by part three. You know, everything has gone wrong. And even what you call in the introduction to blues poems, something that few people have mentioned, that sometimes the disasters that accompany the blues are meant to be funny.
Right.
In other words, it's not just laughing to keep from crying. It's crying to make people laugh.
Yeah, that's nicely put. I talked about that in the intro to the blues poems, the sort of saying, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. But then there's this the reverse, the blues ain't nothing but a bad woman feeling good. And I think that sort of good time aspect of the blues, the humor, the irony, all sort of seemed to me worthy of writing about. And, of course, someone like Langston Hughes had written about it and seen that too. And I felt like, you know, I had to write my own just like he did. That's what I admire so much about his work.
The first thing I want to hear is the poem that opens the book. It's a wedding poem, and it's got the most beautiful exhalations of breath in it. One of the things that I loved about picking up Jelly Roll, a blues by my guest Kevin Young, is that it's irresistible. You can't not read the poems to other people because there are little shifts of rhythm and line that you want to hear your own voice do. And this is the first poem in the book.
It's called Epithalamion, or that's a wedding song. Epithalamion. Before the world was water, just before the fire or the wool, was you? Yes. Your hands a stillness, a mountain. Marry me. Let the ash invade us and the ants, the ants. Let, my God, the anger, but do not answer, no. Such stars, shooting unresolved, are about to be ours, if we wish. Yes, the course, the sail we've set, our mind leaves no wake, just swimming sleep. Stand, and I will be born from your arm, a thing eagled, open, above the unsettled moon-made sea.
Beautiful. That's Epithalamion by my guest Kevin Young. It's been used at least in two marriages that I know of and was written for one of them.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny to think of the blues being a wedding poem, too. And one of the things that you do in the book is that you take all kinds of forms, musical and poetic, dawn songs, obads, and give them their blues turn. Now, but do you consider this wedding poem a blues, and why?
That's a great question. For me, in a way, it's sort of both in and out of the book, and it sort of sets up the book and sort of the heartbreak that happens after. But also, I think, even in the poem itself, while at the time I was really just trying to get down something for a wedding, I think that idea of talking about, like, the anger and the aints and all those moments that come up in life and marriage and love, I think is sort of a blues aesthetic in the sense that you're not avoiding it. I mean, there's this – I think that's one great thing about the blues is they talk about it. You know, they say times are tough, but you can still laugh and you can still love and move on and together and apart. And in a way, I guess that's how, for me, it fits.
One of the things that I love where a vibrato, say, might alter a word in the repetition of a song – you use the ain'ts and the ants. It's almost as if the closeness of the words becomes like a form of musical notation, the voice going down from the long vowel to the smaller one. And, well, I guess it would be a shame if I didn't right away ask you to read Errata, because it has – it uses that verbal play as the basis of its very form. This is Errata by my guest Kevin Young from his book Jelly Roll.
I'll just remind people that errata refers to errors, especially in a book, and you get a little slip of paper inserted in to mean there's errors. Errata. Baby, give me just one more hiss. We must lake it fast, moreover. I want to hold you in my arms and never get low. I live you so much, it hurts. Baby, jive me gust one more bliss. Whisper your neat nothings in my near. Can we hawk each other one tore mime? All light wrong. Baby, give me just one more bris. My one and homely. You wake me meek in the needs. Mill you larry me? Baby, hive me just one more guess. With this sing, I'll thee shed.
Wow. It knocks me out because, A, it's so funny. But then you think of that history of mushmouth singing, of singers who are singing high or loaded, who are bringing something from their very desolation into the song that realters the words. And then, like any blues or many blueses, that last line, with this sing, I'll be shed. In other words, now that I've sung this song, I'm finished with you. And it's so funny because that is, you know, one of the classic gestures of the blues, to begin at the moment of loss. And so to go from so much ecstasy to that hard line seems brilliant to me.
Oh, well, thank you.
Now, one of the things that I loved is you go through a book of blues poems and songs, you become aware of how much catastrophe informs the blues. And I thought I'd ask you to read the ultimate blues catastrophe poem, your movie poem.
Oh, okay.
It's really it's almost as if what he's done is to say, I'm going to pretend that my poem is a collection of the best moments of reruns of the blues, like those stitchings together that people do of the best moments of TV shows. And so it's kind of the ultimate disaster blues. Take it away.
The disaster movie theme music?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Disaster movie theme music. Winding back roads, I believe in you. Winding muddy back roads, I say, I believe in you. Wheels got stuck, baby. What good's belief do? Train in my way, can't hardly cross. Train in the road, babe, I couldn't hardly cross. By the time I got to Mom and them's, her tell you were already lost. Cyclone hit and tore my town apart. Cyclone hit town, tore us clear apart. Oh, how that swift freight train sound made off with my heart. Standing at your back door, the dogs bark so loud. Knocking on your back door till your dog barks so loud. As many times I come here, girl, now I'm not allowed. Creek done risen, creek done rose. It ain't the creek that took off all them clothes. Lightning struck me once, girl. Thunder sounded twice. Lightning struck me once now. Thunder hollered twice. Caught you in the kitchen, huh, sipping cold red wine. Doctor told me, wait, son, your heart, it's beating faint. Doctor told me, wait now, my thick heart beating faint. When I saw you kissing on him, you thought I'd be fit and tied. I ain't. So when it is you hear me shutting your screen door, so when you hear me banging, shut your sweet screen door. Don't expect to see my brown behind no more. Walking toward the pickup, head inside my heart. Walking toward my Ford, echo inside my heart. Keep on turning, clutch and key won't hardly start.
Kevin Young reading disaster movie theme music. Now, embedded in here is a Bessie Smith song, the song about the town that's flooded and the people losing their homes. So before long, we've got the rest of the cavalcade of blues situations, a betraying woman, a man coming home, the other man. And then even
the doctor,
St. James Infirmary.
Sure. Yeah.
And then even that characteristic, go to hell and come back again, saying, you know, I'm not fit to be tied.
Right.
But then the transposition, and I love this in a lot of the poems here, in which suddenly he is his car, just as in a lot of the blues poems, the dirty ones, where you need a little sugar in your bowl.
Right. Sure.
Pretty soon, the car is the body and heart that won't get started, and the doctors told him it's faint. So this becomes a whole play of metaphor, and in a way, it becomes a new kind of metaphor because it's been influenced by a tradition that doesn't require you to say, my heart is like a motor and
I am like
the car. It's not a two-parter. It's presenting, and everyone laughs as they understand what's happening.
Yeah. I think you really nailed, I think, something that I was trying to get in Jelly Roll and trying to describe in the introduction to blues poems. One of the pleasures, I think, of the blues is that the images, the metaphors are sort of – I've tried to think of a better word, but the only word that comes to mind is native. You know, they're of the place, you know, the freight train, the car, as you said it. You've been a good old wagon, but you done broke down, you know, which I think is both funny and smart and accurate and all those things at once and
well,
such a pleasure.
Imagine saying, shut your screen door. I mean, it's great. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're listening to Bookworm. I'm Michael Silverblatt, and my guest is Kevin Young. His most recent book of poems is Jelly Roll, and he's done an anthology of blues poems. Now, some years ago, I was talking to Robert Haas, and Robert was very excited because he'd managed to convince the Library of America to include lyrics to popular American songs in their American Poetry Anthology. And I felt on finding It's Only a Paper Moon tucked between Hart Crane and God knows what else, disheartening, because those were not written to be paged in that way. You do the opposite here, which is to ask us to consider poetry as song rather than song as poetry. And it seems to be just the twist of the tail that the tiger needs. Is it out of that desire to return poetry to that kind of lyric utterance?
The anthology or the poems?
Both.
I think so. I sometimes have my students try to write songs, you know, because a lyric song, or, you know, not lyrics to a song, but a poem as song, like you're talking about. And it's very hard to do. You know, it's very hard to write something because that's accessible but also meaningful, like a song can be, I think, and wonderfully can be. And I think lyric is at its best. And I guess to me, I took in Jelly Roll the quote that Ralph Ellison talks about where he says that it's a famous quote, and
sure,
may I read it?
Please.
He talks about this, and I quote it in Blues Poems here, where he talks about the blues, and he says, "The blues is an impulse to keep the painful details and episodes of a brutal experience alive in one's aching consciousness, to finger its jagged grain, and then transcend it, not by the consolation of philosophy, but by squeezing from it a near-tragic, near-comic lyricism," which I think is such a great description. But then he goes on to say, "As a form, the blues is an autobiographical chronicle of personal catastrophe expressed lyrically." And I love that last sentence, which that quote's printed a lot, and they often leave off that last sentence, whereas I think that's the moment that I said, lyric, I took the lyrically, I guess, literally in the sense that I think he also means, you know, poetically in the lyric tradition. And I think the lyric tradition has that quality to it that the blues express and vice versa. You know, to me, the blues expresses that lyric moment of despair, of near tragic, near comic, that whole combination. And to me, I wanted to try to achieve that in poetry. You know, to me, they inform each other, and that's what Langston Hughes, I think, wrote about and like, you know, and I really admired that, and hopefully that was such a strong bar for me to kind of try to get at.
Well, what's marvelous as well, it seems that there are several accomplishments here. One, you managed to sneak rhyme back into poetry without being a new formalist, you know, and two, it's such an accessible form. Everyone has the blues. There's practically, I was playing a game with it. I couldn't open this book to a poem that you couldn't read to someone else and have them say, yeah, I felt that.
Huh.
And there's such, as opposed to that ironic use of form, there's so much tenderness in these poems. Empathy and even self-empathy for the, you know, forked creature, that there's really a sweetness about the book. I mean, you can't call a book Jelly Roll and not have it be sweet, finally. But let's try that. Just open the book and let's hear a poem.
Okay, this one is called Evensong. "At dusk, women walking alone give off the strangest light, till you realize they're not. A dark dog races to meet one, leash, tailing, or a boyfriend not worth the wait, gleeful, ungraceful, follows far too close. Children tire of ignoring their mothers who half watch them holler. The boys, skateboarding beyond even their bodies, have got it right. Fling yourselves, friends, into whatever guardrail or concrete the world has, then find someone to get it all down on tape. Later, the falls will seem obvious, about to happen. Rewound, the women all look better off, and those who fall shall stay airborne oblivious, halfway to happy.
Again, what manages to hit me is that this is one of poetry's essential themes. This is not different from the end of the Ode to the Grecian Urn, where the figures are always doing the things that they do on the side of Keats's vase. Only now, how great, they're skateboarders seeing that moment on tape and not being saved just on tape, but saved permanently in the poem itself. Now, one of the things you managed to point out, in fact, is that the blues have been forever. There's a poem here from Penelope who's talking to a latter-day Ulysses. He seems to be an encyclopedia salesman, at any rate a traveling salesman. And, you know, she, too, has suitors outside, and, you know, what better emblem for the woman waiting for the man to come home than this Grecian heroine? There are all kinds of references to all kinds of traditions here in Jelly Roll. Even in that wedding poem you read, has a bit of echo of Yeats at the end, above the unsettled moon-made sea, that dolphin-tossed, that gong-tormented sea. And the blues poems is very ecumenical. You've got poems here by English poets, by Asian poets, by all kinds of poets.
Singhalese.
What about the ethnicity here?
I think that then it's important to show how influential the blues are. I mean, in a book called Blues Poems, obviously they're all poems that are inspired in some way by either the musicians. Some people are writing specifically about the musicians and or their lives or their music. And some people are writing their own blues. And what struck me is how early people were doing this, relatively speaking, in terms of, you know, the first recorded blues. It's only a matter of years before people are trying, you know, like Auden's Refugee Blues or Funeral Blues, which is in the book. Is really trying, I think, to capture that feeling pretty early on in the 30s, you know. So I really want to give a sense of the range of that. But, I think the blues are a powerful African-American form that has informed, obviously, American music, all of American music.
When you look at the history of American song before it gets Timpan Alley, mm-hmm. It's the story of immigrant song. And, you know, now we don't want to talk about Mr. Gallagher and Mr. Sheen, Marie from sunny Italy. The whole sense of American entertainment was a story of visitors from somewhere else whose funny accents and whose ethnological ways are sometimes exciting the contempt, but more often the sympathy of the songwriter. And yet I think that one of the things that you're dealing with here is the whole subject of the enormity of emotional and ethnological cliché.
Well, gosh, that's a big topic. I don't know if I could address it as well as you sort of laid it out, but I think that for me, it's no sort of accident. The first poem besides the Epithalamia and the first poem in sort of the body of the book is called Cakewalk, which was a lot of people know what a cakewalk is, and when I give readings, I'll ask. And generally, I think now they think of it as a sort of where you walk, musical chairs kind of thing, where you walk around and they play a song and whoever's sort of the last standing ends up with a cake. But originally a cakewalk, as you probably know, was a dance performed by African-American slaves mimicking their white masters in the 19th century. And then it became sort of a popular dance of whites sort of imitating them, and they didn't fully realize that they were imitating an imitation. And this kind of elaborate series of, imitations and parody, I think, that is at the heart of sort of these African slaves parodying the masters who didn't quite know it, I think is an interesting sort of background to black music and all of the 20th century. And the cakewalk was one of the first trends, as you probably know, first sort of fad dances. And I have some really early sheet music that has, you know, cakewalk on it.
Let's hear your cakewalk.
Okay.
Kevin Young reading the first official poem after the prologue to Jelly Roll.
After saying all that, I feel I should say that in the end it's sort of just about food. But, cakewalk. Baby, you make me want to burn up all my pies, to give over an apple to fire, or loose track of time and send a large pecan smokeward, or sink some peach cobbler. See, to me, you are a Canada, someplace north I have been for years, headed and not known it. If only I'd read the moss on the tree instead of shaking it for fruit. You are a found, fallen thing of freedom, not this red bloodhound ground.
Now, does the book have a geography? Because I noticed toward the end a lot of the poems take place up north, Providence and such. And there's a quote, I think, somewhere about the north as the place of freedom. Did you build a – because blues poems are rambling poems.
Right. I think it rambles. That's probably the best way to think of it. I think the poem where it mentions Providence is about a train, you know, and – that's such a great phrase, Providence. I did happen to live in Providence, too. But that has nothing to do with it, I swear. No. I think that it's all those things. You know, sometimes it's place as actual place that you're in. I mean, that red bloodhound ground, you know, is the red dirt of Louisiana, where my parents are from, and the red dirt of Georgia, where I lived, where I was writing much of this. So it's an actual, but it's also, like I said, in the blues, something metaphoric, something bigger. You know, the great thing I think about, say, Langston Hughes when he's writing in the blues tradition is you'll have a southern poem, then you'll have a northern poem, and, you know, you're in the south yearning to get north, and then you get north and you're missing home. And I think that kind of tension between place and displacement is what I was interested in.
I've been talking with Kevin Young, author most recently of Jelly Roll and editor of Blues Poems. Thank you for joining me, Kevin.
Thanks so much for having me.
You can read excerpts from Jelly Roll and Blues Poems on the Bookworm page at kcrw.com. My associate producer is Melinda Siegel. The technical director is Mario Diaz. Special production assistance from Alan Howard. I'm Michael Silverblatt. Join me again next week on Bookworm.
To the jungles you can go in.
Funds for Bookworm are provided in part by Lannan Foundation. This program is produced in the studios of KCRW Santa Monica. Archived editions of this and other Bookworm programs can be found online at kcrw.com, keyword Bookworm. Cassette copies are available. For ordering information, call 310-450-5183.
They're your treasured friends in prose and rhyme. Now with the book of the mouse, pop time.
I want to tell you about a new show from the Financial Times called Life and Art from FT Weekend, hosted by me, Lila Reptopoulos. Life and Art is twice a week. On Mondays, I have a guest on to talk about life and how to live a good one. Everything from winter travel to cooking to living more creatively. And on Fridays, we talk art. Two FT journalists and I discuss a piece of culture that's in the air. New music, movies, and more. Find Life and Art from FT Weekend wherever you listen.